This is David Lee for James Bond Dossier on Wednesday, the 24th of April 2019, and we are getting to grips with Bond 25. The cast and crew arrived in Jamaica yesterday. They flew from London Stansted Airport on a charter flight to Jamaica. So it sounds like they're going to be kicking off, maybe not today, but I guess tomorrow or Friday. And the long-awaited press conference, it sounds like it's not going to be happening. First of all, we were expecting something beginning of March originally, but when the release date was delayed, it was a fairly good bet that that would be delayed too. But then the reports that we had were that filming would start in early April, which didn't happen. There was some talk at the end of March, beginning of April, that there was going to be a press conference, but didn't happen, as it will be clear by now. And then last week we were hearing that there would quite possibly be something tomorrow, but doesn't sound like that's going to happen either. End of last week, couple of things. It was Good Morning Britain and Good Morning America both teased a coverage of Bond 25 for Thursday and Friday of this week. So that is almost certainly going to happen, and it sounds like that the Bond people, it's Universal apparently running the show. They've gone all 20th century and doing it via television instead of live streaming it on YouTube or something like that, which is a much better option in my opinion. Who watches broadcast TV these days? I certainly don't. You're going to have to tune into Good Morning Britain if you want the earliest news. I've checked their YouTube channel. They seem to post their stuff on YouTube from about, I guess it would be between, say, midday and 1 p.m. UK time. So if you're on continental Europe like I am, then it's going to be between 1 and 2 p.m. I guess there will be all kinds of reports on social media about what happened, and maybe somebody will upload the segment if you're watching this. And capable of doing that, I will be eternally grateful rather than having to catch it as second-hand news. Got up, 2.5 hours early this morning, so I'm a bit of a grumpy bugger, and it hasn't been made any better by the route that they're taking. I guess along the lines when it comes to publicising the film, that both Good Morning Britain and Good Morning America will have some exclusive interviews. So I guess there is some strategy behind it, but just lately I've been astounded at the lack of strategic thinking at some fairly major players worldwide. So maybe that won't be the case, and I'll be surprised, and there won't be any strategy behind it at all. So Good Morning Britain, Good Morning America. No, I've no idea what time Good Morning America is on. If you're in the States, I guess you've got a good idea, you can tune in. What else is there to say? Not a lot. I hope to be on James Bond and Friends tomorrow night to be discussing whatever it is we learn tomorrow. Given the route that they're taking, I'm not super confident that they will actually reveal the title of the film, but hopefully they'll put out a press release tomorrow which coincides with it all, and maybe that will make things a bit clearer. I guess that both Good Mornings, Good Morning A and B, have already filmed some interviews or segments, possibly at Pinewood, given that the cast and crew took off from the UK. So that's it for now. I will bring you some solid news as soon as I can. So maybe I'll be back on video tomorrow. If not, sign up for my newsletter. read my website, listen to James Bond and Friends, or don't. Okay, I will see you soon. Bye.